5. I have an appointment with the Dean of Students at 2 o'clock.
He's on the phone now. Why don't you have a seat?
Question. What does the woman want the man to do? Six. How are your studies coming? Do you think you are ready for the test?
Not really, but I guess I'll make it all right.
Question. What does the woman mean? Seven. Get off the phone, Susan. I will get a phone call from one of my clients.
Wait, I'm talking to Bob who passed the exam.
Question. What does the man want Susan to do?
Eight. I ran out of both salt and pepper.
I'll pick them up on my way home from work.
Question. What will the man do?
Nine. My headaches are terrible. Maybe I need more sleep.
Actually, you need less sun and some aspirin. Plus, it would help if you wore a hat. The sun is too bright.
Question. What caused his headache?
Ten. Has your brother found an apartment yet?
No. He's still living in a room downtown, but I'm helping him look.
Question. What is the man doing? Eleven. I sent the package over 10 days ago, and it still hasn't arrived.
Maybe you should send the next one by air.
Question. What does the man suggest? Twelve. Have the children left for school yet?
Sally left at 8 o'clock, and Julie, late as usual, dashed out 20 minutes later.
Question. What time did Julie leave? 13. What do you plan to do on your vacation?
This year, I'm just going to be lazy at home. I'll probably do some gardening, watch TV, and work on my stamp collection.
Question. Where is the man going to spend his vacation? Fourteen. I heard Mary has been invited to another dinner party, but I'm sure I invited her first.
Well, she is more likely to attend your party than the other one.
Question. What does the man mean?